Last week in Parshat Vayechi, I spoke about the formula of success that David HaMelech and Yaakov Avinu gave or presented to the Jewish people. This week's Parsha begs the question of what exactly is the formula of success for the ascent to Jewish leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu is introduced to us in Parshat Shemot clearly as what would appear the greatest Jewish leader that the Jewish people have ever had. And the question is, what was the outstanding characteristic that Moshe had that at least led to his being chosen and clearly becoming obviously the greatest Jewish leader that we would know? Interestingly enough, the Torah tells us in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the first time that Moshe is about to encounter what we call the burning bush, the Sneh Bo'er Ba'esh, this bush which is being consumed by flames, obviously representing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe haya ro'eh tzon yitzro chodno kohen minyan. Moshe is a shepherd who is by himself, he's able to reflect, he's able to have introspect. Vayinhag et hatzon achar hamidbar vayavor el har elokim choriba. Now listen carefully to what the Torah says. Vayera malach Hashem elav bilabat eish mitoch hasneh. A malach Hashem vayira appears to Moshe. Vayar, it appears that Moshe sees. V'hineh hasneh bo'er ba'esh v'hasneh enenau ukal. This bush is not consumed by the flames. V'yomer Moshe, asurana ve'ere'eh et hamar'eh hagadol azeh. Madua lo yivar hasneh. Listen to how many times the Torah uses the word vayar, ve'ere'eh, which also means to see, et hamar'eh, that which it appears I see. Vayar Hashem kisar lir'ot. God sees that Moshe is taking the time, lir'ot, that he is turning that direction to see. And the questions are rather obvious. There is a constant emphasis in the Torah here, where Moshe is being introduced, kaviyachol, to Hashem, and where Moshe will be asked by Hashem, indeed, to become the leader of the Jewish people. There is an emphasis on the word ra'ah. Vayar, ra'ah, ir'eh, lir'ot, to see, and to see. Why is there this emphasis placed on this word? And indeed, not only that, the Torah tells us with regards to Moshe's instinctual reaction. Asurana, Moshe says, ve'ere'eh et hamar'eh, and I will see that which I see before me. Hamar'eh agadol azeh, this wondrous transpiration that is happening in front of my eyes. Why this emphasis on I will see that which I see and on the concept of seeing? Conceptually, Chazal make a statement which all of us are familiar with. Eino dome shmia l'ri'ya. Chazal understand that we cannot possibly compare the human instinct of hearing to the human instinct of seeing. The ability for us to see is far more powerful and reaching, obviously, than the ability which was given us to hear. For example, in English we make the statement, seeing is believing. You can hear what you want, but until I see it, I am not willing to subscribe to what is being described to me. The classic example is, for example, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after he received the Torah, Asurana ve'erde al'am, go down to the nation below, who have left my path, who are now worshipping this Egel HaZahav. Moshe clearly hears from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what is going on in the foot of the mountain, but he does not react. But then when Moshe sees the Egel Azov, he sees Klal Yisrael behaving promiscuously, at that point he drops the Luchot and they break. Why didn't Moshe break the Luchot when he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Obviously, he trusted and believed what Hashem was telling him. But one experiences a shock. One experiences that strength of reaction when one sees as opposed to when one hears. Re'iyah, seeing, is a powerful sense. And therefore, from a Jewish perspective, lir'ot, to see, doesn't mean only to see something superficially. But it actually describes someone who is sensitive to his surroundings. This is the kind of person who Moshe Rabbeinu is. Rabbi Wein, Rabbi Shalita likes to very often comment on the fact of what the Kotzker Rebbe would often say. The Kotzker would say that the bush, the snare, was burning in front of everyone. Anyone who walked in the desert could have seen this bush burning, and many people passed by. But very few people paused to look and understand what was going on. Moshe sees. Not only does he see, but he sensitizes himself to recognize that something is going on here. There is a message to be had by the event that is taking place. And therefore, Vayar Malach Hashem Elav. A Malach Hashem appears to Moshe. Why? Because Moshe is looking. Moshe is interested. Moshe wants to understand. Moshe's eyes say much more than the event that is just happening physically. He understands there is an innate spiritual message here as well. And therefore Moshe pauses, and he questions, and he wants to understand. I met someone once who told me a remarkable story about himself and his grandchildren. His grandchildren came to him once and they said, "Saba or Grandpa, what happens to a person after they die? How do we understand what this Olam Haba means, this world to come?" So he said to them, "I'll tell you, I don't really understand what happens after a person dies, but I will tell you this. When I look into your eyes, I see eternity." That is the closest I could come to that understanding. Moshe is able to look at the Sneh with his eyes, and he sees an eternity. He sees a future. There's a vision which says so much more than what physically appears. And therefore the Torah tells us, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe proclaims, Asurana, I better go down and find out. Ve'ereh et hamar'eh. Ve'ereh means I will see. But et hamar'eh, that which I see, is not just what he's seeing physically with his eyes, but what he is willing to internalize, understand, comprehend, and therefore incite a reaction. This initiates and nurtures a type of sensitivity, a type of understanding that is required, first and foremost, to become the greatest leader of the Jewish people. And indeed, we see that Moshe has this sensitive awareness around him even earlier in the Torah. In the same parsha in Perek Bet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayehi bayamim ahem, Vayigdal Moshe vayetze elechav. Listen carefully. Moshe is older. He gets to an older age. Vayetze elechav, he goes out to his brethren. It's quite possible that Moshe knew clearly that these were his brethren. Or why did he go out bichlal? Why did he decide to venture out amongst the slaves, the Jewish people? Because he felt this kinship, this direct connection somehow that was bonded between him and the people that were being enslaved. There's a sensitivity there. There's an understanding. But listen to what the Torah says. Vayar b'sivlotam. He sees their suffering. What does that mean, says Rashi? Natan eina vilibo liyot meitzar aleihem. It doesn't mean that he simply saw Klal Yisrael experiencing this pain, but he understood it. Natan Einav Vilibo. Natan means he gave. There was an implicit action that Moshe did. He placed his heart and his eyes, Liot Meitzar Aleihem, to feel and understand and sympathize and empathize with their pain. This is the mark of leadership, to empathize with one's surroundings. Indeed, Moshe says here in these psukim, I am not willing to isolate myself from the rest of my brethren, but rather I will exemplify what it means to Klal Yisrael. It means to be a part, to be sensitive to the people around us, to feel their pain. This was the characteristic, the attribute that Moshe had that would allow him to ascend and to become the greatest Jewish leader that we would ever know. But he had to have this attribute before HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask him to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. It would have to be someone who not only sees, but who comprehends, internalizes, and understands. Says the Ramban in this week's Parshan Shmot, Sefer Shmot represents a movement from the concerns of an individual or individuals. Sefer Bereshit describes the Avot, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The beginning of Shmot describes the concerns of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we move throughout or progress in Sefer Shmot to the concerns not of individuals, but to the concerns of a people, to the development of Am Yisrael. And therefore, what is described here as the attribute of Moshe, sensitivity, awareness, will ultimately be the description of what is expected of Klal Yisrael. When we are sensitive to one another, when we are in tune in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, when we recognize and are cognizant of the innate messages that God sends to us, that is what allows us to preserve our identity. That is what allows us to develop and to adapt to these attributes, not only of the individuals, but attributes which must be embraced as a nation. If we indeed follow the example of our great leader Moshe Rabbeinu, and we indeed understand the importance of what it means to empathize with our surroundings, to be sensitive to the people around us, and to the mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, not only as individuals, but as a nation, then we will be zoche not only to read in the Torah about the redemption of the Jewish people, but to understand and appreciate and see the redemption of the Jewish people once again from the Galut, and to gather in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. The question we can discuss around the Shabbat table in Parshat Shmot. When Hashem told Moshe to approach Paro and take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Moshe said, "V'hein lo ya'aminu li." Klal Yisrael will not believe me. Why did Moshe assume that Bnei Yisrael would not believe in him? Why did Moshe hesitate to listen to Hashem's instructions? Shabbat Shalom.